everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically, myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today on the show, I am joined by Dr. Sean Tessone, and I hope I'm saying his name correctly. You guys know how weird I am about saying people's names correctly. But all that said, I am very excited to have him on the show. I heard about him from Lori Christine King, who also comes from the Austin, Texas area, and I know that she had mentioned him on my interview with her, so I will definitely link up in the show notes to my two-part episode with Lori Christine King, because if you haven't listened to that and you are listening to this because you have any kind of hormonal imbalance issues or suspect that you do, you're definitely going to want to listen to that episode. I know that, you know, I'm treading lightly here because I don't want to violate any HIPAA situations, but Lori told me about this doctor because I know she works with him and has found great success with him. So I was excited to interview him. Now, this is really just our first interview to just lay some groundwork of, you know, how he works with women, how he determines the best path for each woman and her hormonal balance needs. You know, that's the good and the bad about hormonal, achieving hormonal balance is for every woman out there listening, it can change your life. It can absolutely change your life and your future, and you can not dread aging. You know, you guys have heard me say this time and time again, I will always share myself as an example. I am age 50 now. I've been on bioidentical hormonal replacement treatment for several years now. I think maybe even 4 or 5. I'm going to have to look back at when I started. And I was told by my doctor about 9 months after the fact that I had actually gone into menopause, and I didn't even know it. You know, I mean, what a beautiful thing is that, to completely change the way we look at hormones. And certainly the, you know, later chapter of our life, we don't have to look at it anymore as like, oh, that's the time when your life is over, you're shriveled up and dry, you're useless, you have no sex life, your body goes to pot, and you might as well just be put out to an old lady's home. It's simply not the case anymore. In fact, I feel better about my health and my looks and my life at age 50 than I did at 30. And that's the truth. So very excited for you to listen to this two-part episode. We actually recorded for about 46 minutes. So I went ahead and had the producers divide this up into a two-part show. I'm definitely going to have Sean back on the show. So after you listen to this, make sure you write in, let us know what specific questions you have about hormones, about your experience, because I know so many of you, I get comments on some YouTube videos that I've shot historically about my experience. So many of you have questions and you're going through things and you're very confused and you're very intimidated, but for some reason, a lot of you are, you're scared to ask, you're embarrassed to ask. Don't be. You're one of millions of women dealing with issues, and I just want to assure you that you can get connected with the right doctor. In fact, I was very excited to hear that, you know, any of you, wherever you live in this country, Dr. Tassone is one of those who can work virtually with patients. If you don't live in Texas, he can't accept your insurance. So it can be a little bit more of an investment, but it is just that. It's an investment. So I'm excited to be able to have more doctors like him on the show that you guys can actually hire. Because for the past year or so, the number one, I don't want to say complaint, but you know, frustration is so many of you have written in and said, okay, I get it. I know I need to see a doctor. I know I need to get blood work, but there's no one in my area that I can find that's really good. Or the doctor that I'm seeing in my area sucks and wants to put me on Xanax. And you know, how do I find someone good that I can see? So luckily there are more doctors like this one who are taking patients online and can help you and walk you through these processes. So really, really honored to have him on the show. Just know again, let me reiterate, this is just a starter episode. We're going to have him back on the show and do very specific focused episodes on certain topics like PCOS, like birth control pills, like, you know, heavy bleeding, menopause, perimenopause, all of those things. So make sure you listen, take notes, let me know what questions you have so that when I have him and others back on the show, we can address your questions. We will not mention your name on the air. I would never do that to you unless you explicitly give us permission. So just know that your questions are confidential. Okay? So sit back and enjoy this two-part episode. Make sure you listen to both parts. This is part one of my interview with Dr. Sean Tassone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly O, and I am insanely thrilled to have the man on the show today that I have. I actually heard about him from Lori Christine King, who I will link up. She mentioned him in her two-part interview. And you guys know I'm obsessed. I've learned so much about hormones and females and hormones. And you guys know that's something that's near and dear to my heart. I've been dealing with hormonal balance and really everything you can imagine hormonally and hypothyroidism. I mean, you name it, Dr. Tassone, I've got it. And I'm so thrilled to have you on the show because I've heard great things about you. You have a practice up in Austin. You're an expert. So many people said, you've got to interview this guy on your show. And I'm thrilled that after this show, a lot of our listeners can potentially hire you and start getting the help that they, I got to tell you, we have more women writing in every week going, help me find a doctor who can help me because there's not enough people like you. So I'm thrilled to have Dr. Sean Tassone. I hope I said your name correctly, but welcome to the show and confirm, did I say your last name correctly?
Indeed you did. And thanks for having me.
Okay. So you guys know, listeners, you know how much I worry about getting people's name wrong because I've always had my name butchered. So I did okay. And from now on, I'm just going to call you Sean. That's all there is to it, just so I don't trump myself up. But anyway, I'm so glad to have you here. Why don't you tell folks listening, obviously this is the first time we're having you on the show. We're going to be talking about hormones today and all of the beautiful problems that come with hormonal imbalance. But also, you know, I just want to give as an introduction for everybody listening, I know you've heard this from me before if you've been a longtime listener, but if you're new, let me just share with you. I am 50. I am in the middle of menopause. I would never know it. Most people that look at me would never know it. And all the stereotypes about hormonal imbalance and things that happen once your body starts changing and like your life is over, your sex life is over, your looks are over, it's fundamentally not true. And there are brilliant doctors out there like this one we've got here on the show today who can help you balance your hormones. And I got to tell you, when you balance your hormones or even start down that path, your whole life can change. So hopefully that's the right kind of an introduction and you will agree. But tell us a little bit about your practice, where you are, what you do, and how you work with women and how you came to specialize in hormones.
Well, I'm a board certified OBGYN and have been in private practice since 2002. I'm out here in Austin, Texas. I've been out here for the last 6 years or so, 6.5 years. And basically, you know, I started just like everybody else does, kind of dyed in the wool, you know, OBGYN, allopathically trained, surgery, you know, medications, stuff like that. in about 2001, my mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and at the age of 51, and I went through that with her as an only child, but I couldn't, what I found was I couldn't help her in not necessarily knowing what was going on with her, but helping her with her symptoms, like from the chemo and the surgery. And and she ended up basically succumbing from the disease about 5 years later. And what I found was it sent me on this journey. Like, I did all this training, I did all these things, I couldn't figure out how to help her. You know, I struggled with that. And so I went and did an integrative medicine fellowship with Andrew Weil at the University of Arizona in 2005. And then went even farther and did 6 years for a PhD and kind of focused on mind-body medicine. And but in about, Suzanne Summers came out with a book called Sexy Years about, yes, probably 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I had been dabbling with hormones at that time. That was when bioidentical was like a naughty word and people thought you were crazy for even talking about them.
It was like Star Trek.
Yeah. And she had this book come out, and at the back of the book, she listed me in Arizona as a practitioner that was, knew what I was doing, I guess. And I was the only one. And so I just got inundated with phone calls after that. I'd been doing hormones for a while, but when that happened, the floodgates opened. And so for the last 10 years or so, I've really been focused on, I do still do all the basic stuff, but I do a lot of integrative medicine and I do tons of hormones.
Would you say, okay, so first of all, I feel I have all of Suzanne Summers' books, and I do remember when I first read them, I my body started changing right around, very abruptly, right around age maybe 39 and a half, 40. And I remember being pissed off because so many people had said, people that didn't have a focus on health at all were like, oh, after 40, your life is over. Basically, like, you know, your body's going to go to shit. Your sex life is dead. Your looks are done. And so when all of a sudden I started experiencing symptoms, my body temperature changed. I was sweating all the time. Just like my deodorant didn't work. I was suddenly sweating and I didn't understand why. And then I started to have major, like, I guess it would be almost adult onset hormonal acne around my neck and my back. And then I started gaining weight without changing anything in my diet. So I was very aware that something was fundamentally wrong with me. And my doctor, his answer at that time, now I was not seeing an OBGYN, but my doctor at the time was like, put her on, you know, antibiotics, just fix the skin problem, right? And then if that didn't work, they doubled my dose. They doubled the, you know, they sent me to a dermatologist. He put me on Accutane. They sent me to my OBGYN, took me off the pill. I started experiencing massive bleeding. I was bleeding for like 6 weeks. She said I had PCOS and just wanted to put me back on another pill. And they put me on Loloestrin Fay. I gained 25 pounds in a month. And I kept all this time saying, there's something wrong. But I really felt like all those doctors collectively didn't listen to me. And I knew there was something wrong. And it wasn't until I saw somebody, until I got blood work done, and I saw somebody incidentally out in Phoenix. And that's when I started reading Suzanne Summers' books. I feel like now I've seen your name before. And I feel like I probably read it in one of her books. But there's a lot of women listening to the show, Sean, who they're completely new to dealing with hormones. There's a lot of women who have written in and said, I think I have hormonal imbalance. I don't know where to start. And so they also are very uncomfortable with the idea of bioidenticals. So I'd like you to talk to some of these women who are listening, who have written in and said, I have no idea where to start. I'm completely intimidated. And they're, of course, going to be the people that have heard the quote-unquote bad stuff, that bioidenticals are not natural, they're not good for you, they're fake, you should just... In fact, I had a listener write in just yesterday and said her doctor told her that you need to let the body naturally go through menopause and that the weight gain, the low sex drive, loss of hair, the hypothyroidism, you should just let your body deal with it naturally and like suck it up, buttercup. And they told her that bioidenticals cause cancer and that everything's bad for you. So there's all of that hoo-ha out there. How do you speak to the women out there who know that their bodies are starting to experience major changes? How do you speak to them about like, how does one treat hormonal imbalance? What do they know? Give them a primer on what to expect and how it can change what they're experiencing and that they shouldn't be scared of it. I think that's what I'm saying is a lot of women write in and they're terrified of going to see a doctor because they think it's voodoo magic.
Well, the first two things I would comment on is estrogen doesn't cause breast cancer. If it did, then every woman would get breast cancer. Breast cancer is a multifactorial phenomenon that is caused by so many things. The age you were when you started having periods, the age you are when you go into menopause, have you had children and did you breastfeed them? What's your alcohol intake? What's your weight? What kind of foods are you eating? Where do you live? There's so many. Your genetics, obviously, is huge. So I like to say that. Now, if you have a breast cancer cell that is estrogen receptor positive, it can stimulate that cell to grow, but it's not necessarily a causative agent. It might be part of a cascade, but it doesn't necessarily cause it. Secondarily, I think something that women need to realize is that, let's say you do finally go to the doctor and you get your hormones drawn, that normal isn't normal if you don't feel normal. And I just say, normal isn't always normal. And that reason is that the normals, when they come back as a lab value, are a range. So they get those ranges based on, say, 1,000 people, and they take the top 5%, the bottom 5%, and they exclude those, and then everybody else in that 90% is considered normal. Well, you could, say, get your thyroid checked, and you could be in the 10th percentile, but you might feel horrible, and it's normal, but you might not feel good, but I could bump you up maybe to the 50th or 75th percentile, and you might feel like a completely different person, but you're still in the normal range. So one thing is you need to trust your intuition. Doctors, we do know more about hormones than, say, the average person, but we don't know more about you. So you're an expert in you. So if you don't feel right, then something is wrong. Something's off. So for us to tell you that your hormones are normal, if you don't feel good, it may not necessarily be true. And sometimes you just have to find the right provider, which can be hard depending on where you live. Now there's more and more people that are practicing kind of in that vein. But the other thing that I often caution patients on as well is everybody nowadays, unfortunately, is a hormone expert. And I'm sorry, but that's just not true. You can't take a class on hormones for 4 weeks and be an expert. You can't. And unfortunately, there just are people, and they treat people, willy-nilly. I would never claim to be an expert in men's health because I'm not. Could I do it? Probably, but I'm not an expert in it. So be cautious also as to who you're seeing and what they do for a living. And if hormones are more of a hobby for them versus an actual vein of expertise. So that's where I would start.
And what you said in the beginning there is so key, because that was one of the things that I learned. Well, there's two things, and I believe you'll agree on this second part. So first, when you indicated, you can have blood work come back that can show, based on the predetermined ranges, that you are quote unquote normal. But if you are, for example, very overweight, experiencing, body temperature issues, you can't sleep. I mean, that was one of the things I had. I could not fall asleep. I took Excedrin PM every single night for 7 years. And my doctor at the time didn't think there was any problem with that. And when I first got my hormones done and I started taking them, literally within 3 days, I was able to stop the Excedrin PM and fall asleep naturally. Mm-hmm. It was that significant. The other things took a little bit longer, but with that range, that was the first thing. And this is where I will reiterate what Sean just said. Again, I'm going to call you Sean, and because I'm so worried I'm going to butcher your name. When he said that there are ranges, when I went to first see my doctor, I remember him explaining to me, like, because of his years of expertise, because he had specialized in this, he was able to say, look, you know, here's where they say normal is for testosterone. Here's where they say normal is for estrogen. We've found, based on this many, you know, hundreds, potentially thousands of patients, that it's more favorable. Like, if you're looking to get really fit and buff, and he works with a lot of athletes, he's like, then we're going to want to see your testosterone here. We're going to want to see your estrogen here. And it was actually, sometimes it was below the ranges and sometimes higher than the ranges. So the ranges are just that. And that's what we hear a lot. Women that are writing into us on all the channels, they'll say, my doctor did a blood panel on me. She won't let me see it. I hear that a lot, that doctors would do, like, and it's not someone who specializes in hormones. They say that they're running a hormone panel on these women. They won't let them see their own blood work. And they say, you're fine. You're just in menopause. Go home and take some Xanax. Have you heard that from patients that come to you?
Well, first of all, anything in your medical record is your information. So they can't say that. And if they are, then you need to report them to the medical board, because that's not normal.
And I'm so glad you said that.
Most doctor's offices now have electronic medical records, and those record systems actually, so my, you know, like my patients can log in and see their labs. But yeah, that's not good. There's absolutely no reason to hide information from people, and technically you can't really do that. So, if that's happening, you need to go to another doctor's office and request your records, and they'll get them for you. But yeah, if that ever happens, I'm never one to bash on other physicians, but if that ever happens, you just need to go to the medical board and tell them you're having problems getting your records.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many people I have that, and it's almost like there may be some ego there. Again, I'm not asking you to bash other doctors, but I think there's some ego with what I hear third hand, where the doctors are like, come on, are you questioning what I'm saying? But, you know, we have to understand where the medical industry is right now. There are a lot of people, they are not to be blamed for the way that they were trained in medical school. It takes people like yourself who have taken the initiative to say, you know what? I want to see if there's a different way. And there is a different way. And the more that as time progresses, I do think more and more doctors who right now have been trained in traditional medicine, I think you said it allopathic, I hope I'm saying that correct, yeah. That they will take the initiative to study as well. And then the next generation of upcoming doctors, more of them will be trained in integrative medicine or alternative medicine, whatever you want to call it. I want to see how you respond to this, because this is one of the things that I did. And I think, I know in my case, it kept me from seeing a good doctor, because I think I was scared to see a doctor because I'd been to so many regular doctors, right? My primary care, a dermatologist, an OBGYN. And it felt like no one listened to me. And it felt like I had a bunch of people who were going, you know what, Kelly, you're fine. And here I was gaining weight, sweating my ass off, not able to sleep. I knew something was wrong and I felt like an idiot. I think deep down inside, I was scared to go to another doctor and have him say, it's all in your mind. There's nothing wrong with you. So I was looking for every excuse unconsciously to not go. And that's why I avoided getting comprehensive blood work done for a while. But it's very easy to go online. And I know you would probably say, oh God, here comes a Dr. Google question. Mm-hmm. But when you're going online as a woman and you start searching hormonal balance, what are the signs of estrogen dominance or estrogen, you know, there's so much information out there. Mm-hmm. And what I found, even reading books like Suzanne Summers, you read her book and then you'd read other books on hormonal imbalance or PCOS or all the things that you're self-diagnosing. And there's all these quizzes and they say, take this quiz and it'll tell you if you're estrogen dominant. Take this quiz and it'll tell you if you're estrogen deficient. Take this quiz if you're hypothyroid. Take this quiz if you're hyper. And guess what? I found that I was all of those things. So what do you say to women who are probably doing what I did, taking all these tests online or quizzes, pre-diagnose or self-diagnosing and going out and buying supplements thinking they can fix themselves?
So the thing is self-diagnosis is hard because nothing is going to supplement for blood or urine testing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can take all the online quizzes you want. And I've had about 20,000 women take my quiz, and you can't really get somebody's hormone balance by asking them five questions. My quiz is about 35 questions and it has 12 different hormone imbalance types, which is a little bit more involved. But even then, I mean, nothing's going to supplement for actual blood testing. And I tell people that. But the way you answer the questions based on your symptoms can give us an idea of what you might be looking at. So, but yeah, some of these symptoms have overlap. So, you know, it's not just, you know, estrogen dominance isn't the only one that, say, has headache. So, so that's why you want to get a little bit more detailed on your evaluation, but it gives you a starting point, somewhere to start. So I would say, you know, the main things, you know, and if you look at what I see the most, you know, actually it's kind of shifted a little bit in the last few months, but, you know, things, weight gain, hair thinning, irregular periods, just tired all the time. You know, women in general are, you know, nowadays, you know, they're taking care of the kids, they're taking care of the house, they're working, they're doing all these things. And so I guess it's one of those things. I think ideally it's easy to at midnight to take a quiz. But if you really feel bad, like you're not the person that you want to be, then you need to go get blood tests.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what your blood test will show. I mean, when I will say this again, I really need to shoot an updated video to explain like how my world changed when I got my blood work done, because I went from being kind of feeling as though I was trying to shoot, you know, arrows into a dartboard in a dark room without being able to see. I was just guessing. I knew something was wrong with me. I was frustrated. I felt like I was in someone else's body. I knew that I was just getting worse and I didn't have any help and I felt like a freak. I felt, you know, my self-esteem was pummeling. And to finally get my blood work done and invest in myself, and I actually flew out to Arizona to see this guy because there wasn't anybody I could find in Chicago. So this is probably going back 7 or 8 years now. And I flew out to see him and I just remember when he walked through my blood work and ladies, you know, your hormones, I love how this, my first doctor explained it. He's like, men are so easy to fix hormonally. You either increase their testosterone or you decrease it. With women, we're like a symphony. Like there's so many things. And back to what Sean said earlier, each woman is going to be, you know, there's a level of precision in your hormones that, for example, my levels getting me to a certain level that's right for me at this age and based on all of my life experiences, how long I was on the birth control pill, all the antibiotics I've been in all my life, all the supplements I've taken, that's going to affect what's going to be right for me versus what might be right for one of you who's 42 and has had kids. I've never had kids. All of our hormones are different and they have to be tweaked and tested. And it's so complex.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. This marks the end of part one of this two-part interview with Dr. Sean. Make sure you tune in to part two.